a damp and cold evening, we say good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Briarcliff Chargers. In just a moment, we'll be having the introduction of the starting lineups, along with a prayer offered by an individual. I believe it will be Ron Fetters offering that prayer. But first, let's give you a brief snapshot of tonight's contest. Charger women are 4-2 overall, 2-0 in the GPAC. Briarcliff has lost to Jamestown and St. Xavier. They beat Northwestern and the College of St. Mary in GPAC action. Chargers have been outscored 77.3 to 75.8. But they do out-rebound teams 37 to 32.7. Kaylee Burke is scoring 13.7 points per game with 5.7 rebounds. Morgan Hansen has an 11.0 points per game average, and Aaron Grimshaw's average is 10 while appearing mostly off of the bench. Taylor Wagner scores 9.7 points per game. Hansen has converted 53.8% of her three-point shots. Briarcliff has committed 157 turnovers through six games and forced 145. The Dort College women are 5-2 this season. They have non-conference losses to Jamestown and also to Dakota Wesley. And let's pause now for a prayer offered by Ron Fetters. Here then is your starting lineup. Well, let's tell you a little more about Dort College, and then we'll get back to our starting lineups. Paige Hangbers has scored 11.1 points per game for the Defenders with 2.7 rebounds. She is 23 of 60 from the three-point line. Shea Palama has scored 11.1 points per game with an 8 rebounds per game average, and she has made 45% of her shots. Kim Cruz's scoring average is 8.4. Annie Rinesmith is good for 7.9 points per game. She also has a team-high 24 assists through seven games. Rio Landers and Rachel Evelbold score 7.0 and 6.7 points per game, respectively, and take down 4.7 and 5.6 rebounds per contest, respectively. Kenzie Bausman and Peyton Harmson score 5.2 points per game and 5.0 points per game, respectively. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here then is your starting lineup. First of all, for the Briarcliff Chargers, they will start number one, Alyssa Carley, 5'11 freshman from Trainer, Iowa, averaging 4.7 points per game. Number 12 is Aaron Grimshaw, a 5'11 sophomore from Mission, South Dakota, averaging 10 points per contest. Number 22 is Kaylee Burke, a 5'11 freshman from Hinton, averaging 13.7 points per game. Number 23 is Rachel Knutson-Kobold. She is a 5'6 freshman from Sioux City. And Morgan Hansen is a 5'9 senior from South Sioux City, averaging 11 points per game for the Chargers. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.4 points per game. Number 25 is Annie Rinesmith, a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 7.9 points per game. Number 33 is Paige Angbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 11.1 points per outing. Number 43 is Rachel Evelbold, a 6'1 freshman from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 7 points per game. And Shea Palamas, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 11.1 points per contest. She and Angbers share team honors for the Defenders. For Briarcliff, shaking up the starting lineup just a bit. And in all honesty, was not expecting to see Rachel Knutson-Kobold in the starting lineup. Actually hadn't even penciled her into my stat sheet, but do we get that taken care of as play is underway here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Briarcliff controls the opening tap. Ball is deflected, down on the floor, picked up by the Briarcliff Chargers. Chargers have the basketball. Carley. Carley passes right side. They feed it down low to Kaylee Burke. Burke kick out pass. Left side might have been a travel. No call made. Splitting the defense, and now they get the travel violation called against Aaron Grimshaw. And the North College defenders get the basketball on the turnover. Grimshaw put it on the floor from the left wing, ran into a brick wall, ends up traveling with the basketball. Kim Cruz with the basketball gives it up over to Palama. Shea Palama feeds it off left side, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith over to Angbers. Angbers open look at a three. It's good. Paige Angbers with a three-point bucket. North College needs to get her going and get her going early. She struggled against Dakota Wesleyan. They didn't give her any room to get off any of those three-point shots here this evening. She gets into the corner and knocks down a triple right out of the chute for the defenders. That's a much-needed basket for Paige Angbers. Shot in the lane, blocked by Evavold. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold gets the ball up the floor to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith across the timeline. Ryan Smith passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz back over to Ryan Smith. Left side, Angbers. Angbers feeds it right side. They go to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, beg your pardon. Ryan Smith looking underneath, intended for from Evavold to Palama. Ball goes out of bounds, deflected by Briarcliff, and it will be North College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. North College throwing it in. Annie Ryan Smith will toss it in. Finds Kim Cruz on the wing, gives it up to Palama. Palama takes it hard to the hoop, and Shea Palama is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul is charged to Morgan Hansen. That's foul number one on Hansen. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Palama makes a free throw. She's got another one coming. 75% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping. They're located in Sioux Center. Palama makes the second free throw. And the defenders out to a 5-0 lead on the Briarcliff Chargers. Well, it remains to be seen what kind of crowd we have for tonight's contest. Weather not the greatest. A little bit of rain coming down. Shot from the right wing, no good. Rebound controlled by Evavold as she boxes out. She gets the clean box out on Kaylee Burke. North College basketball. Feed it to Evavold, looking high-low. So they get it underneath Palama. Round the horn they go, back over to Angbers. Angbers, three, missed it, no good, but a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Briarcliff and Morgan Hansen, and Hansen has just picked up her second personal foul. So Morgan Hansen whistled for the personal foul. Checking into the contest will be number 21, Taylor Wagner. Hansen will check out of the game with under 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Feed it down low, Evavold. Evavold out front, Angbers. Angbers to Rinesmith. Short corner right side. Uses upper dribble. Now gets it out front to Cruz. Cruz, Angbers. Angbers three. Wang good. Paige Angbers knocks down the three, and the North College lead is 8-0. Angbers, biggest part of her offensive game is that three-point shooting. Be tempted to face guard her if you're a defensive player. They feed it down low. Obviously, a lot goes into those decisions. Kaylee Burke wheels into the lane. Her short shot is good. The Hinton, Iowa native knocks down the short shot. Coming back the other way, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith goes over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Kim Cruz. This was also the last day of classes on the North College campus before Thanksgiving break. A lot of individuals hitting the road. So I don't know what kind of student section we'll have for tonight's contest. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Ryan Smith out front, five. Right side, Cruz. She has to force it up. Feeds it off Evavold. Evavold at the buzzer. Good. Rachel Evavold with a two-point basket, and the North College defender lead is 10-2. 10-2, our score. They give it underneath. Wheeling into the lane. Short shot, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz gets it back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith up the floor over the basketball. Ryan Smith in between the circles. She passes right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz feeds it off. Comes out front, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, Angbers. Angbers for the basketball, and Angbers is going to be called for traveling. Travel violation whistled against the North College defenders. 10-2 our score. Angbers a little eager to put the ball on the floor that time after the head fake. Angbers will check out of the contest. On the floor, Fort Ord College, Rio Landers, and Peyton Harmson. They join Rhinesmith Cruz and Palama. With it out front, Briarcliff setting the offense. They pass to the high post. That's Noelle Johnson. Her shot no good. Put back, though, is up and down for Kaylee Blake. Kaylee Blake makes it 10-4. Dort College in front by 6. 6:14 remaining, first quarter. Rhinesmith against the zone defense applied by Briarcliff. Kick out pass, Harmson. Harmson open look at a three. She hits it. Peyton Harmson with a three-point basket. The freshman from Rock Rapids knocks it down. She came into the game averaging 5 points per contest, most of them on three-point shots. She missed the first couple of games of the season due to injury, but has come on strong, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. The defenders decked out in their home whites this evening. Briarcliff Chargers in their road blues with white numbers trimmed out in gold. Dort College black numerals trimmed out in yellow. Lettering also in black. Left side is Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith looking. Rhinesmith out front comes over to Cruz. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Comes over to Harmson. Harmson sets, fires three. Good. The left-hander knocks down the three. Gives Dort College a 16-4 lead. 16-4 our score. With a basketball, Briarcliff working it to Faith Trushinski. Trushinski gives it off to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson, they come back out front to Targi. Shot, no good. Rebound poked away. Coming up with it was Harmson. Harmson over to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith in traffic, and she's pushed from behind. Foul's going to be charged against Briarcliff. Foul goes on number 44, Noelle Johnson. That's her first. Team foul number 3. The defenders out to a 16-4 advantage. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Alyssa Fetters is going to check into the ballgame. Shea Palama will check out. So Landers will play the five. Ebby Pruitt inbounding, gets it into Harmson. She got loose for another three. It's no good. Fight for the rebound and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Briarcliff basketball. Kaylee Blake forces the tie-up with Alyssa Fetters. 4:52 remaining, first quarter of play. Inbounding the basketball, Briarcliff, and the Chargers will walk it up. Coming up the floor with the basketball is Targi. Targi goes over to Knutson Kobold. Feed it down low on the right block to Blake. Blake into the lane, crosses over, gets around Landers. Her short shot is no good. Missed it up the front of the rim, and the rebound is controlled by Dort College. Pruitt with the basketball over to Harmson. Harmson, deep right corner, Fetters. Fetters rifles it off to Bausma. Bausma unable to finish the short shot in the lane. Stepped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, no, last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. And I believe there was some question as to whether the shot actually hit the rim or not. The officials determining that it did. Left side pass, swing pass goes to Bausma. Bausma, Pruitt. Pruitt into the corner. Harmson, 20 to shoot. High post Landers, right side Bausma. Bausma down to the baseline, cut off. Bausma back over to Pruitt. Pruitt, Landers. Landers on the elbow, has it swiped away. You bring the ball down against this Briarcliff defense, they're going to swipe at it. Shot no good, but a blocking foul called on Alyssa Fetters. Alyssa Fetters whistled for the personal foul. Freshman from Sioux Center called for her first personal, team foul number 1 as well. 3:59 remaining. Free throws on the way for Briarcliff. And Knutson Kobold. First shot, no good. She's got another one coming. So second free throw coming. Dort College enjoying a 16-4 advantage with 3:59 left to play in this first quarter. Knutson Kobold, another free throw. This one's up, and that one's good. So she makes one of two. And the defender lead is 16-5. 16-5 the score. With the basketball up front, Pruitt. Pruitt left side to Harmson. Harmson goes into the corner to Bausma. Dordkalich right now, three freshmen on the floor together. Evelbold back over to Bausma. Bausma, high arching three, missed it off the side, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff up and running. Long pass over the top. Shot is up. It's good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. And Aaron Grimshaw will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is charged to Dordkalich's Rachel Evavold. Evavold whistled for foul number two. And Briarcliff starting to chip away at this Dordkalich lead. 16-7. Briarcliff has scored three in a row with a chance at a fourth here on the three-point play. Shot is up, hangs on the rim, and falls through. 16-8, a three-point play for Grimshaw, averaging 10 points per ballgame. Into the front court, Cruz running point for the defenders. A 1-2-2 zone defense applied by the Chargers. Left side pass, Cruz. Cruz on the left wing. Cruz to Angbers. Angbers, Bausma. Bausma, Palama. Palama, three, out of her range, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Chargers up and running with it. Targi reverses right side. Grimshaw, two-point basket is good. Grimshaw with a two-point bucket at 16-10. 16-10 our score. She's got five. Right side with the basketball is Bausma. Bausma reverses Angbers. Angbers, three. Nope, left it short. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Cruz. No, swiped away. Here comes Briarcliff, and the run for Briarcliff continues. No, Cruz commits a foul, doesn't give up the easy layup, but she will send Knutson Kobold to the free throw line for two as Kim Cruz commits her first personal. Team foul number three on the defenders. So Briarcliff trying to put together a run here. They've already scored six in a row. Dordkalich has to stop the bleeding. Need a good offensive possession. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Knutson Kobold makes one of two free throws. Dordkalich back the other way. Angbers shakes left, goes right. Shot from 17, no good off the dribble. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff on a 7-0 run. Shot from the perimeter, no good. Long rebound coming up with it. Briarcliff, Grimshaw. Grimshaw into the lane. Her shot off of the glass is good. Grimshaw with seven, and the Dordkalich defenders lead 16-13, but Briarcliff has scored 9 points in a row. Right side, Cruz. Cruz on the way. Comes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Angbers. Angbers answering no. Her long three kicks off the heel. Briarcliff chasing after the rebound, and they kick it out of bounds. It'll be Dordkalich basketball. Harmson, Bausma, Landers are in. Angbers, Cruz, Evavold are out. Staying on the floor, Rinesmith and Palama. Out front with the basketball. They pass it to Palama. Palama short corner, back over to Harmson. Harmson three from the left corner, no good. Shots that Dordkalich was hitting to build a 16-4 lead. No longer dropping. Briarcliff with the basketball. Trying to make it a one-point ball game, and we've got a foul on the play. Shot by Annie Dewberry, blocked, but she was fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two free throws. That foul is charged to Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for foul number one. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dewberry makes one of two free throws. 16-14. Driving in with the right hand after Briarcliff secured the offensive rebound. Annie Dewberry drives in, knocks down the short shot on the driving layup. And with 1:13 remaining, first half of play, Dort College. I thought we had a timeout, but evidently no one actually signaled for it. And the Dort College defenders will bring the basketball up. Right side pass goes over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the right wing. Pruitt goes to Bausma. Bausma, dangerous pass, and it's taken away by Briarcliff. Coming up with it is Johnson. Johnson with the left hand, missed it short, no good. Rebound, though, controlled by Briarcliff and Taylor Wagner. Wagner with a two-point bucket. And the Briarcliff Charger run continues. They've got a 14-0 run right now. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Now you just want to get to the end of the quarter if you're Dort College. Left side pass, Palama. Palama to Bausma. Bausma shot in the lane. Bumped off target. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Burke. Burke with the basketball. Burke feeds it right side. Briarcliff ball. They feed it out front. With it is Johanna Vasky. Vasky, left side. Johnson. Johnson, high-low pass. Tipped and taken away by Landers. And Dort College can tie it here at the end of the first quarter. 18-16, Dort College down two. They go to Landers. Landers on the right elbow of the lane, and Landers is fouled on the play. Noelle Johnson commits her second personal foul. Paige Angbers will check back into the game, as will Peyton Harmson with 5.3 seconds left to go in the first half. Bausma and Pruitt check out of the ballgame. Palama also checks out. So Dort College will try to spread the floor here with some shooters. Inbounding will be Annie Rinesmith on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rinesmith gets it into the corner. Harmson. Harmson open look at a three. Got it. Peyton Harmson with a three-point bucket, her third of the first quarter. And the Dort College defenders end of the Briarcliff 14-point run with a three-pointer at the buzzer by the freshman, Peyton Harmson. We go to the second quarter. Our score, Dort College 19, Briarcliff 18. Women's college basketball, back with more after this. 2-3. The Dort College defenders miss on their first possession of the second quarter. And the Briarcliff Chargers take it hard the other way. And Rachel Knutz and Cobalt will go to the free throw line to try and tie or give Briarcliff the lead with a pair of free throws on the way. First free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. 19-19, our score. She can retake the lead for Briarcliff. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And the Chargers retake the lead at 20-19 early in the second quarter of play. Annie Rinesmith with a basketball for Dort College. Rinesmith passes right side over to Evavold. Evavold, Rinesmith. Rinesmith left elbow. She gives it up to Cruz. Cruz in traffic, has it blocked. It's down on the floor. Jump ball is going to go to Briarcliff this time. Briarcliff is going to call a timeout. Instead of the jump ball, it's going to be a timeout. Briarcliff preserves the possession. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders on the defense as we resume play after Briarcliff used a timeout to preserve the possession rather than needing the tie-up to get possession of the basketball. Shot from the right wing, off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Angbers. Angbers gives it off to Rinesmith. Rinesmith will bring it up. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith gives it off to Cruz. Cruz goes to Evavold. Evavold underneath. Comes back. Too hot to handle. Palama back left side to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball out front. Cruz 10 to shoot. 8:40 remaining in the first half. Rinesmith tests the waters. Back to Angbers. Angbers at the free throw line. 3 to shoot. Now Rinesmith. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers with the basketball. Coming back the other way is Aaron Grimshaw. Grimshaw to Kaylee Blake. Blake comes back right side over to Hansen. Hansen playing with two personal fouls, remember. Down to the baseline, reverse layup is up and good. Count the hoop, and Briarcliff will take a three-point lead at least on this possession. Foul is charged to Dort College and Shea Palama. That's foul number one on Palama. So the Dort College defenders after a fast start, have surrendered. They got out to a 16-4 lead. Dort College has been outscored 18-3 since that point. Pending a free throw for Briarcliff. Shot is no good by Rachel Knutson-Kobold. Kobold now with 6 points. And Dort College very nearly turns it over. Hansen cheating into the passing lane on the perimeter. Very nearly comes up with the pass. Dort College able to maintain possession of it after it was tapped out of bounds. Right side with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Cruz comes back to Evavold. 15 to shoot. Now Rinesmith. Rinesmith left side to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Angbers. Angbers three. Good. Paige Angbers with her third three, and we're tied 22-22. This is our second time of the first half. 7:42 remaining in the first half of play. Right side with it is Hansen. Hansen misses the long three, but a long shot, long rebound. Briarcliff basketball. Hansen looking for the entry pass. Instead, they shovel it outside to Johnson. Noelle Johnson with the basketball. Dort College looks like they're in a zone defense. Briarcliff probing. Hansen. Hansen guarded by Rinesmith. Hansen gives it up to Targi. 8 to shoot. Now 7. Out front, Hansen. Hansen wants a ball screen. Gets one. Rinesmith ran into a roadblock. She picks herself up slowly. And coming back the other way is Cruz. Cruz with it to Evavold. Evavold looking for Rinesmith. Instead goes back to Cruz. Cruz lost it. Picks it back up. Gets it back over to Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Cruz. Cruz drives in. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kim Cruz to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. A lot of contact, and that is not uncustomary when you play this Briarcliff team. Rinesmith, she ran into a roadblock on that pick, and nothing dirty about that, but a lot of contact on the defensive end. And Kim Cruz took it hard to the basket, got fouled on the three-point play opportunity, and she knocks down the three-point play, and the defender lead is 25-22. 6:49 remaining here in the first half. Dort College led so far by Peyton Harmson and Paige Angbers with 9 points apiece. Both are on the floor right now. We'll see if Dort College is able to spread the floor with them. Pruitt to Bausma. Bausma in traffic, shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff for the basketball. Briarcliff for the ball. Up the floor is Targi. Targi goes left side, and the jumper is good by Taylor Wagner. Wagner with four. 25-24 and a foul, or pardon me, a steal and then a foul. And free throws on the way for Noelle Johnson. Well, anytime you prepare to play Briarcliff, one of the things you have to prepare for yourself for is the physical play on the defensive end. They will bump you on every possession. We've seen it over the past several years. There's no secret. They are going to say that Noelle Johnson was not in the act of shooting. So Briarcliff will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Julie Targi to toss it in. Targi throws it in. With it on the left side is Wagner, and we've got an offensive foul call. It's going to be an illegal screen, I believe, called against Noelle Johnson. That's number 3 on her. And with 6:16 remaining, Dort College will bring the basketball up, leading by 1. Johnson will check out of the ball game. So she checks out. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Right side, it goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Kim picks up her dribble, feeds it Landers. Landers goes over to Bausma. Bausma to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, right side, Cruz. 10 to shoot. 5:55 remaining. Pass goes to Angbers. Angbers, Bausma. Bausma in traffic. Puts it up, wild shot. No good. Anticipated the contact. That time there was none. Here comes Briarcliff. Briarcliff up and running and driving the other way. And we've got a blocking foul, I believe, called on Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. So Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. We're going to get the benefit of watching it on our website or in our web stream. And looked like Rinesmith might have had her feet set. Instead, Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. They get a three-point bucket. Left side three by Wagner. Wagner with seven. And the defenders trail 27-25. Left side with it is Angbers. Angbers looking short corner finds Shea Palama. Palama cross court over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Cruz. Cruz, Landers. Landers with the basketball. 15 to shoot. Cutter, Rinesmith. Rinesmith in the lane. Her shot off the glass too strong. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Briarcliff and Kylie Hickman. Hickman with the basketball. Hickman passes it off to Targhee. Targhee on the wing. Targhee comes back right side over to Wagner. Wagner missed it. Rebound cleared by Dorkulich and Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz crossing over. Takes it hard to the basket. Her shot no good. But a foul on the play. On the rebound is going to go against Shea Palama. Shea Palama whistled for foul number two. Our score. That's number two on Palama with 4:58 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. New players checking in for Dort College, Bausma, Pruitt, Evavold, Angbers, and Cruz are your five for Dort College. First free throw was off the mark by Briarcliff and Julie Targhee. Her second free throw is good, and the Chargers have built a three-point lead, matching their largest lead of the contest. 4:58 left to play in this first half. Pass comes in to Angbers. Angbers will walk it up. Page with the basketball. Page picks up her dribble. Goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz well beyond the three-point line. Briarcliff in a, looks like a 1-1-3. They shift it left side. Angbers, Angbers three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. And Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson voicing her displeasure. And that time it looked like similar call that Dort College got called for with Palama on one end. That time it looked like Bausma might have had possession. Got clipped pretty good on the rebound attempt. No call made, and they say it was last touch by Dort College. Briarcliff basketball. They feed it down low to Blake. Blake in the lane, nothing there. Blake outside to Hansen. Hansen with the basketball working against Bausma. Bausma doesn't give any ground. Hansen shot no good, but an offensive rebound off of the missed shot by Knutson Kobold. Comes back left side to Grimshaw. Grimshaw to Hickman. Hickman with the basketball, lob pass over the top, and Kim Cruz comes over on the help defense, and Kim Cruz commits the personal foul, her second. So free throws on the way for Briarcliff and Kaylee Blake. Blake, a senior from Manning, Iowa, shooting a pair, and she was fouled on the pass underneath. Help defense provided by Kim Cruz. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Blake. Blake with three tonight, averaging 5 points per game. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, paintless dent repair, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. 3:47 remaining. First half of play. Briarcliff with a 5-point advantage. Dort College needs a bucket. Rinesmith at the free throw line after the penetration. Comes back right side over to Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it at the top of the key. She goes right side to Angbers. Angbers to Rinesmith. Two to shoot. Ball is loose and now a jump ball called. Nope, they're going to say alternating possession. Nope, they're going to say shot clock violation. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Took a while to decipher what the call was. Initially, the official went with the two thumbs up in the air for a held ball. Then came back and said, nope, shot clock violation. So it's Briarcliff basketball after the shot clock violation. Hansen guarded by Bausma. Morgan Hansen, a 5'9 senior from South Sioux City. They pass it right side over to Knutson-Kobold. Knutson-Kobold gives to Kaylee Blake. Pass into the lane, taken away by Bausma. Bausma up the floor with a head full of steam, lost it, chases it down on the baseline. Comes back right side to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the wing. Pruitt comes back right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner, Bausma. Bausma, Rinesmith. Rinesmith trying to feed it underneath to Evavold, and Dort College has not gotten a good shot in a while. 2:48 left to play in this first half. Alyssa Fetters checks into the ballgame. Pruitt will check out. Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tossing it in will be Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith gets it into Fetters. Fetters goes right side, Bausma. Bausma, Rinesmith. Rinesmith sets, fires three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold stripped on the way up. Here comes Hansen with the basketball. Blocked by Bausma. Bausma knocks it away. Coming back the other way, Evavold. Evavold balls down on the floor, and now Bausma goes down hard. Looks like Bausma. Looks like she took a knee to the nose. And with 2:27 remaining in the first half, the Dort College defenders will attend to Kenzie Bausma. Bausma shaken up on the play, being attended to by the Dort College training staff. Evavold will check out of the ballgame. Checking in is Rio Landers. So while they do that, let's take a break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Kenzie Bausma checks out of the ballgame. And a little bit of blood on her cheek. Looked like, I don't know if it was from the nose or not, but she walked off the floor under her own power. Quite a bit of pain there, though, and they're attending to her on the sideline now. In the lane. And this one's turned really, really physical. And it happens quite easily. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for her second. Dort College whistled for their sixth foul here in this quarter. Briarcliff with two fouls on their side of the ledger. Briarcliff leading 30-25. Kaylee Burke goes to the free throw line to shoot two. And she makes the first one. She's got another one coming. 1:55 left to play in the first half. Briarcliff has turned a 16-4 deficit into a 31-25 advantage. Dort College secures the rebound. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Rinesmith. Rinesmith double team. Goes left side over to Angbers. Angbers right side, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt, jumper, right wing, no good. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Coming up with it is Aaron Grimshaw. Grimshaw at the free throw line. Grimshaw gives it up, Targhee. Targhee goes right side, Wagner. Wagner with a basketball. Wagner to Grimshaw. Grimshaw at the free throw line. Puts it up. Shot missed. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt, 1:15 remaining. First half of play. Dort College down 31-25. Dort College has been outscored 13-6 here in the second quarter. 1:06 left to play. First half of action. Rinesmith will check out for the defenders. Fetters is back in. On the right side of the lane, inbounding the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt gives to Landers. Landers has it swiped away. She tries to pass it out. Ball is deflected. Picked up by Dewberry. Long pass into the front court. Here coming away with it is Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt at the top of the key goes right side. This is Angbers. Angbers, Pruitt. Pruitt left side, Fetters. Fetters with it, Pruitt, Pruitt to Landers. Landers goes right side, Evavold. Evavold, 15-footer on the baseline, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff off and running. Chargers bring it up, Kaylee Burke. Burke with it. Burke goes left side to Aaron Grimshaw. Grimshaw with it, 27 seconds on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Briarcliff basketball, Wagner. Wagner, they give it up to Dewberry. Dewberry's shot no good, and the rebound is controlled by Dort College. coming up with the basketball. Holding for one will be Ebby Pruitt. And Briar Cliff has fouls to give here. And they'll commit another foul here after Dort College gets it inbounded. That'll bring them to four. So Briar Cliff with an opportunity to knock some time off the clock. They can play very aggressively on the defensive end. Kim Cruz tossing it in. Cruz gets it inbounded to Ryan Smith, and Ryan Smith is fouled in the backcourt by Annie Dewberry. Dewberry whistled for the personal foul. And the defenders, trailing by six, will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. 7.7 seconds remaining. Back with more after this. 31-25, our score. Dort College down six. 7.7 seconds remaining in the first half. Dort College inbounding. Briar Cliff has used their two fouls, to take some time off the clock. Now Dort College gets an inbounded to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith, Harmson. Harmson off balance three, no good. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Briar Cliff 31, Dort College 25. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College defenders trailing Briar Cliff at halftime, 31-25. The Dort College defenders in the first half of play, 8 of 30 from the floor, 26.7%. Briar Cliff 10 for 26 for 38.5%. The defender 6 of 17 on three-pointers. So inside the three-point ring, Dort College just 2 for 13. Briar Cliff 1 of 6 from the three-point line. Briar Cliff 10 of 15 shooting free throws. Dort College 3 for 4. Briar Cliff 21-19 in terms of a rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 9. Briar Cliff had 8. Dort College is led by a pair of players with three-pointers each. They are Peyton Harmson and Paige Angbers. They each have 9. Angbers is 3 of 7 from the three-point line. Harmson is 3 for 6. Kim Cruz has 3 points, 2 points each for Rachel Evavold and Shea Palama. For the Briar Cliff Chargers, 7 points for Taylor Wagner, 7 points for Aaron Grimshaw, 6 for Rachel Knutson-Kobold, 3 for Kaylee Burke, 4 for Kaylee Blake, 1 for Julie Targi, 3 for Annie Dewberry. Briar Cliff is led in rebounding by Kaylee Burke's 5 rebounds, while the Dort College defenders are topped by Rachel Evavold with 5 and 3 for Kim Cruz. 3 assists each for Cruz and Rhinesmith for the defenders. 1 steal for Annie Rhinesmith. 2 steals for Kenzie Bausma. For Briar Cliff, 3 assists for Julie Targi. 2 steals each for Kaylee Burke and Rachel Knutson-Kobold. Also 2 steals for Noelle Johnson. We're at halftime. Briar Cliff enjoying a 31-25 lead. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Halftime scores from across the conference. Women's play. Dakota Wesleyan leads Mount Marty 38-37. Morningside over Northwestern 48-47. And the lone blowout of the night at halftime, Concordia leads Doan by 19, 47-28. There's one GPAC game tomorrow evening. That's women's play only. Hastings is at Briar Cliff. GPAC standings heading into play tonight. Women's play, Concordia 3-0. Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside both 2-0. Briar Cliff is 2-0. And Doan is 1-0. Hastings is 1-1. Dort 0-1. Midland, Mount Marty, and the College of St. Mary all 0-2. Northwestern is 0-3. The Dort College women will be off until tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, when they travel to Orange City to take on Northwestern in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR88.5. com. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. where values matter. Member FDIC and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the second half of action from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Coming up this week, Dort College basketball. On Friday and Saturday, the Dort College men traveling to Grand Rapids, Michigan for a pair of games. They'll be playing on Friday night against Northwestern, Ohio. And then they will be playing on Saturday afternoon against the host school in that classic, the Davenport Panthers. Dort College women off until a week from tomorrow evening when they travel to Orange City to resume Great Plains Athletic Conference play, and that will be coming up 1 week from tomorrow. Dort College National Championship Volleyball beginning play 1 week from tonight. Dort College playing at 5 o'clock on both Tuesday and Wednesday, and then a 7 o'clock start time on Thursday as part of pool play. Dort College playing St. Francis of Illinois 1 week from today. They will be battling Madonna, that's a school out of Michigan, on Wednesday, and then paired up against Grandview on Thursday at 7 o'clock. We are underway with basketball, second half of play. Pass goes high post to Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen gives it off underneath. With it is Grimshaw. Grimshaw back around the horn. Briarcliff basketball. They give it up on the cut. Wheeling around right side is Grimshaw. Grimshaw missed it. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold over the basketball. Gives it up to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it right side. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, left corner with the basketball. Angbers. Angbers lost it. And it's taken away by the Chargers. Chargers with the basketball. Chargers wasting no time, taking it hard to the hoop, and laying it up is Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Morgan Hansen with her first two. Came in averaging 11 points per game. Dort College down 8. That's the largest margin for Briarcliff so far. Cross-court pass. Dangerous pass. It's deflected. Taken back by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with it on the right side. They feed it underneath. Shot in the lane is up and good. Kaylee Burke. Burke with 5 points. Back-to-back buckets by the Chargers. And Briarcliff leads it by 10, 35-25. This is now a 13-point run dating back to early in the second quarter. High-low pass intended for Palomo over the top. Dort College had a lead of 25-22. They have not scored since, and that, I'm going to guess, came at about the 7 or 6-minute mark of the first half. That was left to go in the first half. Briarcliff basketball, Hansen. Hansen goes high post. They give it up to Knutson. Kobold, and a foul called inside on Dort College. Foul's going to go on Dort College's number 15, Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for her second. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Hansen with another free throw. A second free throw coming. 36-25. Second free throw is off the mark. No good. And the score remains 36-25, and Dort College loses it out of bounds. It will be Briarcliff basketball. So Dort College turns it over on the rebound. Inbounding the basketball will be Morgan Hansen. Well, now they're going to say it's Dort College basketball. I'm not sure who's in charge anymore. Pass comes into Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith will bring it up. Ryan Smith takes it across the timeline. Ryan Smith double-team, gets away from pressure, gives it up Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Palama, Evavold. Evavold in traffic. Her shot no good there for the putback attempt. Palama no good. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by DeWitt College. It will be DeWitt College basketball, as they say it was last touch by Briar Cliff. DeWitt College inbounding Ryan Smith, and we've got a foul called. It's going to go on Palama. Shea Palama whistled for the personal foul. That's number three on her. 36-25 our score. Briar Cliff inbounding the basketball. This is Aaron Grimshaw. Grimshaw passes it up to Targhee. Targhee back to Grimshaw. Grimshaw, they go high post. Nothing there for Kaylee Burke. Burke gets the return pass. She travels with it. DeWitt College turns it over. So DeWitt College gets the basketball back after the turnover. Pass comes right side over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the ball. Ryan Smith goes right side. Angbers. Angbers, they go Evavold. Evavold with the right hand. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped away. Out of bounds. Last touch by DeWitt College. It'll be Briar Cliff basketball. So Briar Cliff inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Targhee. She gets the return pass now. Targhee goes left side. Gives it back over to Hansen. Hansen driving in. Hansen underneath to Burke. Burke's shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by DeWitt College. Coming up with it is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith gets away from Burke. Tries to find underneath Alyssa Fetters, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by DeWitt College. It'll be Briar Cliff basketball. Briar Cliff basketball. With it, right side is Knutson Kobold, and they feed it underneath, and the DeWitt College defenders just unable to get any shots off. Foul called on DeWitt College's Rachel Evavold. Evavold whistled for her second. The shot was good for Knutson Kobold. She'll go to the free throw line now for the three-point play opportunity. Briar Cliff trails by leads by Baker's dozen, 38-25. Free throw is up, short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briar Cliff. It'll be DeWitt College basketball. 38-25, our score. DeWitt College leading, trailing, I should say. Briar Cliff leading. Kim Cruz brings it up. And the DeWitt College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. DeWitt College basketball after the timeout, trailing 38-25. Briar Cliff right now on a 16-0 run that has stretched over 10 minutes. Right side pass, Pruitt. Ebby Pruitt with it. Pruitt penetrating, gets it back over to Ryan Smith. Three-pointer, top of the key, and the drought is over. Annie Rinesmith with the three-point basket, and the defenders trail by 10, 38-28. That bucket coming with about 6:35 left to go in the third quarter. Briar Cliff basketball. Aaron Grimshaw. Grimshaw at the top of the key. Grimshaw goes to Burke. Burke back to Grimshaw. Grimshaw goes into the corner. Nothing there for Hickman. Hickman down to the baseline. Layup with the right hand is up and good. Two-point bucket for Grimshaw. She's got nine. And the defenders trail 40-28. 6 minutes remaining, third quarter. Ebby Pruitt with a basketball on the right side. Pruitt picks up her dribble, goes right side back over to Landers. Landers' pass is tipped and taken away by Briar Cliff. Chargers running. Hansen. Hansen gets it away to Grimshaw. Ball's down on the baseline, and it's lost by Ryan Smith. They find Burke underneath, and Burke is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on DeWitt College, number 11, Abby Pruitt. Pruitt whistled for her first personal foul. 40-28 our score. DeWitt College down a dozen. Briar Cliff inbounding. This is Hansen. Hansen throws it in over the top, finds Taylor Wagner, shot in the lane, right-handed hook shot by Kaylee Blake, and Blake has six, and the defenders trail 42-24. Rinesmith, right side, Pruitt, looking out front, Cruz, Cruz to Engbers. Engbers, Pruitt. Pruitt, right side. Comes back to Engbers. Engbers to Cruz. Cruz into the left corner. Rinesmith. Rinesmith buries another three. Rinesmith with her second three of the half. Dort College trails 42-31. 42-31. Dort College down 11. Shot no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Cruz. Kim Cruz will bring it up the floor. Kim Cruz passes into the corner. Pruitt. Pruitt looking. Comes back over to Rinesmith, and Rinesmith loses it out of bounds. Dort College will play defense. Briarcliff will toss it in. Chargers to throw it. This will be Trashinsky. Trashinsky to Vasky. Left side, Briarcliff, Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Back over to Vasky. Vasky gives it up. Wagner. Wagner on the right wing. Wagner goes high post to Blake. Blake, right side, back to Wagner. Wagner, three, in and out, won't go down. Rebound, though, taken down by Briarcliff's Noel Johnson, and Johnson is fouled on the putback attempt. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. She has not scored yet this evening. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Dort College basketball on the backcourt. This is Peyton Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. So Noel Johnson made one of two free throws. The defenders trail 43-31. Shot no good. Evavold put back no good. Palama comes up with it, and she is fouled on the play by Vasky. Vasky whistled for the personal. 43-31, Dort College down a dozen. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball's inbounded to Palama. Palama shot in the lane, off the mark, no good. Evavold comes away with a rebound, puts it on the deck and dribbles it out of bounds, kicks it out of bounds. It will be Briarcliff basketball. 4:06 remaining, third quarter. Briarcliff inbounds to Johanna Vasky. Vasky gets it ahead to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner on the right side. Vasky. Vasky stolen away by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the left hand has it stripped on the way up. It will be Dort College basketball. Landers checks in. Checking out is Evavold. So Dort College tossing it in. Rinesmith, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rinesmith gets the ball inbounded to Cruz. Cruz, three, no good. Rebound, Rinesmith on the weak side. Tries to fire it back outside to Harmson, and it's lost out of bounds. 3:44 remaining. Third quarter of play. Briarcliff by 12. Dort College trying to stretch the offense out, trying to get the defense extended, maybe get some gaps to work with. Kick out pass off of the offensive rebound by Palama. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. 3:35 remaining, third quarter. So Briarcliff taking control of this one late in the first half. Rinesmith with the basketball gets it back over to Cruz. Cruz, left side. Harmson. Harmson, jumper, left corner, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's tipped out of bounds. And it is last touched by Dort College. 3:19 remaining. Briarcliff setting up left wing, or the left elbow jumper, not good. Kim Cruz has it and then is tied up. Jump ball, alternating possession, should be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it back on the rebound and then the held ball. Dort College tries to inbound, and the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Briarcliff maintains possession of it. 43-31, Dort College. Down by 12. With a basketball, Briarcliff working it right side is Targhee. Targhee to Wagner. Wagner with a basketball. Dort College in his own defense. 18 seconds on the shot clock. They go elbow. Driving in with the left hand. Wild shot no good. Pruitt tied up on the play. Jump ball alternating possession. This time it'll be Briarcliff basketball. 43-31 Briarcliff. Has not been much in terms of a free-flowing basketball game. Lots of halts in this one, lots of fouls, lots of tie-ups, lots of turnovers, it seems. Chargers have the basketball. This is Knutson Kobold. Shot in the lane is up and good. Two-point bucket by Kaylee Burke. She's got seven. And the defenders trail 45-31. Dort College has been outscored 14-6 here in the third quarter. Pruitt with the basketball on the right wing. Pruitt to Landers. Landers, Harmson. Harmson, Cruz. Cruz, top of the key. Cruz drives in with the left hand, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Hansen for the Chargers. Chargers coming up the floor with a basketball. Driving in with the right hand, shot no good, but a foul on the play. And it looks like Briarcliff's Julie Targhee got hit that time by friendly fire. Might have caught in the foot of Noel Johnson in the back of the head. Foul's going to go on Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for foul number four. Targhee, one of two from the free throw line so far tonight. Now two for three. She has another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. 46-31, our score. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt has it swiped away and coming up the other way. Briarcliff off and running. And thrown away is the Briarcliff player. Briarcliff leading by 15. 1:46 left to play in the third quarter. Just a 15-point difference, but it feels like about 30. Inbounding. Paige Angbers gets it into Kristen Fetters. Pardon me, Alyssa Fetters. Alyssa Fetters with the basketball. Goes out front to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith high post. Paloma. Paloma puts it on the floor with the left hand, and she's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Briarcliff. So Briarcliff will have possession of it. Briarcliff has the basketball back. Chargers, Hansen. Hansen goes right side. Nothing there for Noel Johnson. Johnson gets the return pass. Tried to feed it down low. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff, no, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College in the backcourt, in danger of a violation. They get it ahead to Paloma. Paloma over to Landers. Landers, short jumper, right baseline, good. Rio Landers with her first 2 points of the day, averaging 6.7 points per contest. Dort College trails 46-33. Dort College had 16 points right away. They got up 16-4, and it has taken a while to score the last 17. They trail 46-33. Briarcliff basketball. Kylie Hickman. They go to Hansen. Hansen shot, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Angbers. Angbers gives it up, and walking it up the floor will be Rinesmith. Shot clock and game clock, a 2 second difference. 27 seconds on the game clock. With it on the right side is Alyssa Fetters. She goes high post. They get it underneath Landers. Landers bucket good. Rio Landers with back-to-back buckets, and the Dort College defenders trail by 11, 46-35. 11 seconds remaining. Ball tipped away by Angbers. chased down by Briarcliff, and now a foul called in the backcourt on Dort College and Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith whistled for the personal foul. That's her third. Dort College over the five-foul limit at this point. Kylie Hickman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 6.3 seconds left to play in the third period. First free throw is up, and Hickman misses everything. Another one on the way for Hickman. Hickman listed as 5 feet even, a junior from Sioux City, Iowa. Another one on the way for Hickman. Second free throw on the way for Hickman. This one's up. No good. Rebound, Noelle Johnson, and Johnson is fouled on the play by Rio Landers. Rio picks up her first. And more free throws on the way for Johnson. Noelle Johnson averaging 4.3 points per game for the Chargers. Will go to the free throw line, shoot two. First one is good. She's got another one coming. 5.4 seconds left here in the third period. And Ingbers is fouled in the backcourt. And this is the same story. Briarcliff has fouls to give here at the end of the quarter, and they'll use them. They get the ball inbounded to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, and Cruz is fouled at midcourt by Hickman. Hickman whistled for the, that's Kylie Hickman. Hickman whistled for the foul, and again, Dort College will inbound. They get the ball to Cruz. Cruz puts it up from three, and she is fouled from behind by Noelle Johnson. Johnson commits a foul on the three-point shot. Johnson, so intent on committing the foul, didn't realize Cruz was in the act of shooting a three. Whacked her on the arm. Johnson picks up her fourth personal foul. 47-35 our score. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Kim Cruz. Cruz will shoot three here. First one is up and good. She's got another one coming. This one's in and out, no good. And another one on the way for Cruz. Second free throw is up. Well, I think Cruz makes her second free throw. I don't understand this. Mike Power now out discussing things with the other two officials. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I'll try to sort it out. Dort College trails by 10. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We resume play. Dort College trailing Briarcliff 47-37, and it appears the question right before the quarter break was Mike Power did not feel that the clock started on time. Watching the replay, it did not start instantly, but there is a little bit of a lag time that you are allowed as a clock operator. And my guess would be it was in that tolerance. Another foul called on the inbounds play, called on any Rinesmith. Rinesmith picks up number four. She's going to check out of the ballgame. Maybe Pruitt will check in. Briarcliff inbounding the basketball. They get it inbounded to Rachel Knutson Kobold. Kobold with it. And Briarcliff is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College trailing Briarcliff by 10, 47-37. So if Dort College knocks down some shots, get a defensive stop or two, you can be right back in this ball game. Abby Pruitt with the basketball out front goes high post to Shea Palama. Shea with it. They go back over to Palma. Palma ball fake, and Shea gets called for traveling. Second time this evening where we've seen Shea not get the ball put on the floor quickly enough. Turns it over on the travel, and it is Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff bringing the ball up. This is Hansen. Hansen goes left side, Hickman. Hickman with the basketball. Hickman goes left side over to Grimshaw. Grimshaw with it. Grimshaw gets the return pass. Top of the key, Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen goes left side. Back to Grimshaw. Shot on the way from the left side. No good there for the putback attempt. Hansen, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good. Now a collision underneath the basket. Who's it going to be on? I think they whistled it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball with 30 seconds on the shot clock. So reset the shot clock. Throwing the ball in is Briarcliff. Chargers toss it in. And the Chargers go right side over to Hansen. Hansen to Targi. Targi to Knutson Kobold. Shot on the way. Three-pointer left wing is up and good for Morgan Hansen. Hansen with six. And the Chargers reopening. Baker's doesn't lead. 50 to 37. Right side it goes. Engbers. Engbers squares up. Her 12-footer. Right elbow no good. There for the rebound is Palma. Palma put back good. Shea Palma with a two-point bucket. She's got four. And the defenders trail 50 to 39. Coming back the other way with the basketball, Briarcliff. Chargers have it. Knutson Kobold. Kobold gives it up. Shot no good. Tap, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Defenders down by 11 with a chance to cut the lead to single digits. Cruz to Palma. Palma left side, Engbers. Engbers, Pruitt. Pruitt loses it as she comes to a jump stop on the left block. And the loose ball comes away to Briarcliff. Chargers, Targi. Targi back to Hansen. Hansen, three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Cruz. Cruz to Evavold. Evavold back over to Palma. Shade to Ebby Pruitt. Ebby Pruitt with the basketball. Ebby, right side to Cruz. Cruz looking cross court. Instead goes high post. Engbers. Engbers, 12-footer straight on, good. Paige Engbers with a two-point bucket. She's got 11. Dort College trails by 9, 50 to 41. Into the front court, Hansen. Hansen. Burke. Burke into the lane. Gives it up to Blake. Blake, two-pointer is good. Dort College trails 52 to 41. 6:44 remaining in regulation. Cruz has the basketball. Goes to Engbers. Engbers, Evavold. Evavold, 12 feet on the right baseline, refuses to shoot it. Comes back over to Engbers. Engbers, three, missed it, no good. Rebound Pruitt, and Pruitt is fouled on the play. Foul is charged on Briarcliff's number 15, Julie Targi. Targi whistled for foul number two. Coming up at the conclusion of this one, we'll wrap things up with a Wireless World postgame wrap, and then we will check in with Coach DeWitt Severson. Peyton Harmson throwing the ball in. Harmson to Landers. Rio with it. Rio deep in the corner, looking for someone to give it to, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Chargers, and Aaron Grimshaw's been whistled for the personal foul. Foul number two on Briarcliff in this quarter. Engbers throws it in, gets it into Harmson. Harmson, Engbers, Engbers, Landers, Landers, underneath to Evavold. Evavold count the hoop, and she is fouled. Rachel Evavold with 4 points and an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. Evavold with 4 points and an opportunity at a fifth coming. Free throw on the way is up and good. Evavold with 5 points. And the Dort College defenders trail Briarcliff 52 to 44. So Dort College trying to hang around and give themselves a chance here. Pass goes across half court to Grimshaw. Grimshaw out front to Wagner. Into the block, and a foul called on the play against Rio Landers. Rio Landers whistled for the personal. For Rio, that is number two. Fresh 30 seconds on the shot clock for Briarcliff with 6:10 remaining. Briarcliff gets the ball inbounded. With it is Wagner. Wagner, wild shot in the lane, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play by Annie Dewberry. Well, it would appear to me that the officials now calling it a little more tightly. And for Dort College, that might be a little too late, but they're down eight and a chance to cut into the lead. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz dumps it off, left side, Fetters. Fetters, right side, Cruz. Cruz to Landers. Landers, Kim. Kim, three, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Fetters has it, and Fetters is tied up on the play. And Dort College will have possession of it. Dort College playing this half without Kenzie Bausma. Bausma on the bench, but looking like she's icing that left cheek. Fetters checks out of the ballgame. Rinesmith is back, and Rinesmith has four fouls. Briarcliff will counter with Kaylee Burke back into the game as well, the freshman from Hinton. Inbounding will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith gets it in to Evavold. Evavold, Cruz. Cruz to Engbers. Engbers right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith to Evavold. Evavold to Cruz. Cruz, Engbers. Engbers, three ball. Nope. Fight for the rebound. It's loose, and now a foul called on the rebound against Dort College. Foul's going to go on the defenders, number 32. And that is Rio Landers. Rio has just picked up her third personal foul. 5:28 left to play, ball game. Briarcliff 52, Dort College 44. And Briarcliff will walk the ball up the floor. Dort College needs another defensive stop. Hansen. Hansen over the basketball in between the circles out front. She passes right side. Give it underneath to Burke. Burke with the reverse layup. She's got nine. Dort College trails by 10, 54 to 44. Cruz on the right side, goes high post, Landers. Two players around her. Landers up strong, her shot is good. Rio Landers with 6 second-half points. Defenders trail 54 to 46. Hansen will bring it up for Briarcliff. Hansen passes left side. They try to reverse it back over to Burke, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Beg your pardon, last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College has the basketball back. Bringing the ball up will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith, right side, Cruz. Cruz back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, right side, Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz looking, comes back over to Landers. Landers gives it up into the corner. Nothing there. Comes back out front, right side, Landers. Landers casts up a three and hits it. Oh, my goodness. Rio Landers. 9 points. Dort College back to within 5, 54 to 49. Did not expect Landers to cast one up, but she did, and it found the bottom of the barrel. Left side it goes over to Hansen. Hansen. They give to the cutter. Burke. That's Blake, beg your pardon. Now back to Hansen. Her three missed it, no good. Rebound, Ingbers, and she is fouled from behind by Taylor Wagner. Wagner commits the personal foul, and I believe Page will shoot free throws. 4 minutes left to go in regulation. Dort College is down five. So Dort College just trying to hang around and give themselves a shot at the end. Page Angbers with 11 points and a pair of free throws coming here. This will be just Dort College's sixth free throw shot tonight. Oh, I forgot about the three by Kim Cruz at the end of the third quarter, the gift, where Noelle Johnson committed the foul on the shot. 54-50 after Ingbers makes the first one. She makes a second, and it's 54-51. Ingbers makes a couple. Dort College to within 13, 54-51. 4 minutes remaining in regulation. Briarcliff to throw the ball in. And the Chargers get the ball inbounded to Hansen. Hansen in the backcourt, guarded there by Fetters. Hansen splits the defense. Pass comes left side. Goes back over to Knutson. Kobold. Kobold back to Hansen. Hansen with it out front. Hansen, right side. Ball's down on the floor. Batted now. Tip. It's still loose. Coming up with it is Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Page has it. Gets it away to Kim Cruz. And North College can tie it with a three. Kim Cruz with the basketball in between the circles. Kim Cruz on the left wing. She passes high post. Paloma. Paloma into the corner. Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers passes right side. They come back over to Paloma. Cutter. Evavold. Two-point bucket. Good. So Evavold with the two-point basket. And the North College defenders within one. Shot by Hansen. No good. Put back. Briar Cliff will retreat to the perimeter. Julie Targhee with it. 15 seconds now. Shot from the baseline, no good. Long rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Again, this is Knutson Kobold, and Briarcliff will reset it. 2:42 remaining. Three-pointer from the wing, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold brings it up the floor. Evavold hands it off to Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz across the timeline. We have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM, 2:26 remaining. Dort College basketball down one when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Right side pass with the basketball. This is Ryan Smith. Dort College shooting for the lead. Pass goes inside. Kick out pass intended for Ryan Smith, and it's tapped out of bounds, last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be North College basketball. So Briarcliff on the defense, 10 seconds to shoot. Now six, Ryan Smith on the left wing, goes to Cruz. Cruz for the lead, yes. Kim Cruz knocks down the jumper from 12, and the North College defenders are back in front for the first time since the first quarter. 55-54. 7 points for Cruz. The defenders leading 55-54. Briarcliff basketball. Left side pass. Briarcliff working it around. Left side Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen gives it up to Burke, and Burke is fouled on the play. And Burke will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul charge to Evavold is number three on her. 1:40 remaining. Free throw on the way for Burke is up and through. So Burke knocks down the free throw. And a timeout on the floor. Timeout is charged to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR.
The first...
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders down by two, 57-55. Pass goes high post. Dort College down a deuce. Left side it comes over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with a basketball. Ryan Smith, they try to feed it underneath, and the ball is kicked out of bounds, last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be North College basketball. So North College inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop with 1:20 remaining. Throwing the ball in again will be Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Paloma, and Paloma is fouled on the play. And Shea will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So a pair of free throws on the way for Paloma. So two free throws coming for Paloma, trying to tie it up at 57. First free throw by Paloma, the senior from Hall, is up and through. Well, North College trying to knot it at 57 after trailing by as many as 13 at 50-37. They were also down 46-31 and down 18 at one point, I believe. Second free throw is up and good. Shea Paloma makes both free throws, and we're deadlocked at 57. 1:16 remaining in regulation. Left side pass with it, and Briarcliff is going to use a timeout. They've got another They've got one timeout remaining. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. The opening moments of today's contest belong to Dort College. The middle quarters belong to Briarcliff as they turned a 16-4 first quarter deficit into a 31-25 halftime lead, and eventually they were up 46-31 late in the third quarter. Dort College cut the lead to 10 at the end of the third quarter as Kim Cruz was fouled on a three-point shot. She made it 47-37. And here in the fourth quarter of play, Dort College has outscored Briarcliff 18-10 as Dort College continues to work away and try and whittle the lead down. Briarcliff basketball with it, 20 seconds. They go right side with the basketball as Grimshaw. Grimshaw, they give it into the lane to Burke. Burke shot blocked by Evavold, but a foul on the play called on Dort College. Burke will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul called on Rachel Evavold. Here's number four on Evavold. And two free throws on the way for Burke. Burke is a 52% free throw shooter. She's one for one today, now two for two. Beg your pardon, she's two for two in the second half, three for four for the ball game. Another free throw on the way for Burke. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. It's short. Dort College trails by a point. So Dort College will bring it up with 57 seconds remaining. Rinesmith directing traffic. She's got it on the right wing. Rinesmith passes it back over to Cruz. Cruz on the left side. Cruz picks up her dribble. Goes Rinesmith. Rinesmith, pocket pass, gets it to Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play. Unable to prevent the entry pass was Taylor Wagner. Wagner commits the personal foul, her second. And now Rachel Evavold will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. She can tie it with one. She can give Dort College the lead with a pair. Evavold, one for one tonight from the free throw line. Now two for two, 58-58. A second free throw on the way for the Chargers. 42.8 seconds remaining. Shot clock still a factor. Evavold for the lead. It's good. Rachel Evavold, three for three from the free throw line this half. 7 points for the ballgame. Dort College back in front, 59-58. Briarcliff with the basketball in the backcourt. Bringing it up slowly is Wagner. Token pressure by the defenders. Chargers have it. Knutson, Kobold. Kobold with it. Kobold looking for Hansen. They give it to Hansen. Hansen to Burke. Burke off the bottom of the backboard, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff, by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff has one timeout remaining. Dort College has two. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Throwing the ball in, Briarcliff and Trashinsky. This is Trashinsky. Trashinsky. They feed it out front with a basketball. Kobold. Now Hansen, guarded by Fetters. Seven to shoot. Hansen, the runner. No good. Rebound, Landers. Landers. Tied up on the play. Possession arrow, Briarcliff, and the shot clock is off. Briarcliff will use their final timeout with 14.6 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll keep it right here to make sure we don't miss any action. It's going to come down to this final possession, and I would anticipate Briarcliff inbounding and trying to get something going to the basket with 14.6 seconds remaining. Now, Dort College has both timeouts remaining, or has two timeouts, I should say, remaining, while the Briarcliff Chargers have used their final timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joyner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Briarcliff basketball, inbounds play. Hanson for the lead. Yep, right side baseline, 12-footer. And Hanson gives Briarcliff the lead with her 7th and 8th points of the evening. And the defenders trail 60-59, and Dort College will use a timeout. They've got one remaining. 12.5 seconds left to play in regulation. Briarcliff 60, Dort College 59. Simple play, Dort College defended it. Hanson got it on the right baseline. Took about a 12-15-footer on the right side and knocked it down to give Briarcliff the one-point lead. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, or Values Matter member FDIC. Both teams are out of timeouts. Dort College was able to, Dort College has one timeout remaining. My mistake. Dort College able to advance the basketball into the front court. They'll inbound right to my right. Throwing the ball in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz looking for Ryan Smith, finds Ryan Smith. 11 seconds left. Ryan Smith gets a ball screen. She brings the double team. Comes back right side, Angbers. Pass over the top, intended for Cruz, and it goes out of bounds. And with 3.5 seconds remaining, Dort College needs to commit a foul on the inbounds pass. I am guessing Briarcliff did something unexpected defensively, because Dort College's offensive attack did not look like they got what they wanted. We'll be asking Coach DeWitt Severson after the ball game if they did indeed get what they wanted. Obviously not. Ball's taken away by Pruitt, and Pruitt is fouled. No. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. 1.9 seconds left, and Pruitt forces a tie-up. 1.9 seconds remaining. Palomo will check in. Fetters will check out. Ryan Smith will be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College will not call a timeout. They'll run an inbounds play. Ryan Smith slaps it for action. Ryan Smith looking. Ball's deflected. That's the ball game. 60-59. Briarcliff survives and knocks off the Dort College defenders by a point. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. 60-59, the final. Dort College falls to the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort College 0-2 in conference play, 5-3 overall. Briarcliff 3-0 and 5-2. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. The Wireless World postgame wrap coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And we're going to do this in a little reverse order. We are going to talk with Coach Katie DeWitt Severson first, and then we will get to our numbers. And Coach DeWitt Severson, I scribbled down some notes when the game was over. The first thing I wrote down was, you got down 15 and then you battled. You could have easily gone into a shell and lost by 30 points, but women battled pretty hard in this one. I guess if there's any positive we take away, it's that they showed some grit tonight.
Yeah, that's one thing I wasn't sure if our team was going to be very good at this year. You know, last year I thought we did a good job battling with teams, and I think we had a little bit more experience, but I was worried that our lack of experience would mean that we'd fold down the stretch a little bit. But tonight we didn't do that, and we had a lot of people come in and make some big plays. We had people play minutes that haven't played a ton of minutes in the last couple of games. And I thought everybody did their role pretty well down the stretch. I just think they outplayed us in the little things, like making great passes, taking care of the basketball, and then down the stretch boxing out.
A couple other notes I wrote down. You scored 16 really quickly. Shots went in. You got out to a 16-4 lead. And then Briarcliff really tightened up the defense. What would have you liked to have seen done differently in that stretch where Briarcliff really took control of the basketball game?
I think we panicked a little bit. We played a little bit rushed. I think that's where we had more of our turnovers. I saw it happen in the first game of the season against Dakota State where we built an early lead, and then we got a little bit comfortable. And I thought that's how we kind of approached that stretch on offense as we got comfortable. We had girls not looking to shoot quite as much, and we were settling for early jumpers because we made early shots instead of getting great shots. So I think just making the extra pass a little bit better, getting back in transition would have helped us a lot. And then again, boxing out in that stretch would have helped a lot.
End of the game. You've got the ball with 1.5 seconds remaining. You can go one of two ways. You had one timeout remaining. You elected to not call the timeout. I think I understand the thought process. I'm going to ask for your thought process and see if it matches up.
Yeah, the girls knew what play we wanted to run if we got the ball underneath our basket on a steal or a jump or some sort of turnover. We had talked about it in the previous timeout. It's something that's worked for us before, and we talked about our secondary option off of it. I think not. They didn't have any timeouts left, so not giving them a chance to set up their defense and talk about it was a big thing for us. I think that was the biggest thing, and we had a substitution for the person we wanted to go in, so the girls got a little bit of a breather there to make sure everything got communicated to them. But the bottom line is they guarded it really well, and then we didn't execute the secondary pass to Kim Cruz, which I think could have led to an easy shot for us.
Kenzie Bausma looked to me like she took a knee to the cheek. Her status, how's she doing after the game's over?
Yeah, she's out. Her eye looks pretty nasty. I'm guessing she has a concussion, but I don't know. Kenzie just made a hustle play for the ball, and it was kind of an inadvertent, what I would say is an inadvertent foul. Kenzie dove on top, and the girl was already on the floor and hit her knee. But it was just a good physical play. It's a very traditional Kenzie Bausma play, and that's why we love having her on the team, because she gets after it.
You're off for a little while now. 1 week from tomorrow, you resume conference play against Northwestern. Boy, and having gone through it now last year, you understand how difficult it is to get conference wins. This one's going to sting a little bit just simply because it was there for the taking after it looked like you probably weren't going to have a chance. Then it's there, and you're unable to get it. This one could sting a little bit.
Yeah, honestly, I sat down in the third quarter, and I looked at my assistants, and I said, I feel it slipping away. What do we need to do? And we called a timeout, and we regathered ourselves, and we said we had to get it down, to 10 or under going into the fourth quarter if we were going to have a chance. And they did that really well. But, I think it's disappointing because we know in the GPAC it's hard to come by, and Northwestern's going to have a little bit to play for. They've started 0-3 in conference play. I don't know how they did tonight. But they definitely are not satisfied either, not to mention being a healthy rivalry that we have with them. We're going to have to come ready right off the break to go, and their experience is definitely going to play into the game a little bit, I think.
Coach DeWitt Severson, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And get ready for the next stretch, which is till basically New Year, so try to get refreshed a little bit here over the next few days, and then get ready for another month or so before we hit Christmas break. So tough one tonight, but girls showed a lot of composure. Congratulations, I guess, on that.
Thanks. I think there's a lot to be optimistic about this early in the season.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt Severson talking about her team's performance this evening. Dort College falling by a final score of 60-59. Dort College trailed at the end of one quarter, 19-18. Briarcliff outscored Dort College 13-6 in the second quarter to lead 31-25 at the half. Briarcliff extended the lead to as many as 15 before settling for a 10-point third-quarter advantage. And then Dort College held a few leads late in the ballgame. Briarcliff gets a bucket late from Hansen on an inbounds play. And that's the end of the ball game. In effect, North College had an out-of-bounds play but was unable to convert it after a tie-up. And 60-59, the final score. Briarcliff comes away with the win. North College tonight, 19-54 shooting, 9 of 24 on threes. That's 35.2% overall, 37.5% on threes. North College 12 of 14 from the free throw line. For Briarcliff, they were 21 of 57 from the floor, 36.8%, 2 for 13 on threes. That comes out to 15.4%. And 16 of 29 from the free throw line for 55.2%. Paige Angbers, 13 points to lead the North College defenders, 9 points for Rachel Evebold, 7 for Kim Cruz. Annie Rinesmith had 6. Shea Palama had 6. Peyton Harmson had 9. Rio Landers had 9. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Kaylee Burke had 13 points. Rachel Knutson-Kobold, Morgan Hansen, and Kaylee Blake all had 8 points. 7 for Taylor Wagner. 3 for Annie Dewberry. 2 for Julie Targi. And 2 for Noelle Johnson for their total of 60 points. Kaylee Burke had 6 rebounds. 5 rebounds for Kaylee Blake. For the North College defenders, Rachel Evebold had 10 rebounds. Kim Cruz had 7. Paige Angbers had 5. 4 for Ebby Pruitt. Cruz and Rinesmith both had 4 assists. Shea Palama had 3. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Julie Targi had 3 assists. Kaylee Burke and Rachel Knutson-Kobold each had 4 steals. 3 steals for Julie Targi and 2 for Noelle Johnson. Briarcliff wins at 60-59. We'll check in with the other scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. GPAC women's basketball scores from earlier tonight. Concordia over Doan, 77-56. Midland to win over the College of St. Mary, 84-69. Northwestern over Morningside, 98-97. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 74-66. Those are your women's Great Plains Athletic Conference scores from earlier this evening. Let's take another break, and we'll be back to set the table for the men's contest right after this. Every